Blog Talk Radio.
Strong back, and all that man, all that has been built up for 35 years. You want it, and want it, and want it. Might make a hit for all.
Things happen.
Name of that relation is abuse.
Certain things you just have no control over, right?
Today, you know, we are trying to keep each other safe.
Ain't nothing wrong with that relation. Don't be ashamed of that relation. It's beautiful.
You know, how do we talk to those?
Love. You know, what do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love?
First of all, what makes us feel that there's a sense of entitlement? What makes you think that that's not part of your job? And I don't care what kind of situation you're in.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about the fellas right now. Fellas.
It's right about
ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes, we are back. We are back for another week here at the Relations Adult Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Nav, and of course, the one and only and lovely Miss Lady J. What's up?
Hey, y'all. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm great.
For those just tuning in, pray for our lovely lady. She wasn't feeling well, so we're going to send our prayers to the public, you know, make she feel better, you know, a little under the weather. But she's a trooper. She said, I don't care. I'm in there.
Man, it's got to be more than just a little old cold. Y'all know I ain't no punk. My mama ain't raised no punk.
I know that's right. So, how was your week so far? Other than the cold, fighting the cold and everything like that, what's going on with you?
Actually, this is my week of calm a little bit before the preparation of course, Thanksgiving. I have the of cooking for Thanksgiving. However, prior to cooking for Thanksgiving, I have to bake 47 cakes and counting.
Oh, that's right. This is that time of year between now. Well, besides Valentine, you put in that work.
Yeah. So the three holidays usually for me that are really, really busy back-to-back is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then Valentine's Day. So, So come Saturday, it is on and popping.
Oh, so you basically locked down in the crib and you're just getting your little Chef Boyardee on and you're just going in.
Yeah. If you catch me out in the street, you'd be like, you need to go home. You need to be home.
So what are you trying to say? You're going to look a little homely?
Not that. I'm always cute, baby. Wait a minute.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I need to be home so I can be baking.
That's right.
Homely,
I got to put my order. I need to put my order. So this week, we're going to do something special because we're coming into Thanksgiving, you know, and I don't know. I'm feeling love.
And you know what? I could kind of tell that by the subject matter. And you know what? I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. Not that I don't feel love. I do, y'all. I do. But, you know, sometimes I got to play devil's advocate in a sense of... here's the L. When I saw the title, I was like, oh, well, that's cute, and that's sweet, and that's loving, and that's a crack.
See, you know what?
But
love is still out there.
The reason why I say that is because this subject matter, just like last week, is I want to say twofold, but it can be multiple fold in the sense of what would you do for love. And when we think about what we would do for love, we think about all the great sacrifices we would make and all the wonderful things we would do so we can ascertain love and keep love and have love in our lives. But what about the other side of that? When you do all of that for the wrong type of love, for unrequited love, for when you're trying to fill what seems like a bottomless void for someone else, and you're doing all types of things just to get that love back. What about that type of thing? And those things can be lonely, scary, dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a lot of things. It's definitely unfulfilling. And then there is the beautiful side. There is the, you know, I'm willing to compromise versus I'm willing to concede. There is I'm willing to talk as opposed to somebody demanding something of you. And sometimes when people are so desperately looking for love and wanting love, they will do just about anything to get it. So, you know, there's a balance, there's a fine line that you have to walk on both sides. You know, I think we always want that whole fairy tale version of it where it's soft and it's beautiful and it's, you know, it has a few bumps in the road as opposed to major potholes. What do you do when you get to those bumps versus what do you do when you hit a pothole and your tire falls off? There's two sides to every story, you know, and love is no different. There is two sides to love. And I think this goes back to one of the shows we've already done thus far this season, is everybody's definition of love is so different. It requires them to do different things. And then also to this question of what would you do for love? It totally depends on what age bracket you're in. Somebody brought
now,
that to my attention.
Now, I'm glad
some
you
of the
said
things that I
up.
Did for love at 20, I would never think to do now. And some of the things I do now, maybe I should have done it at 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it becomes, you know, hopefully we get wiser as we get older, you know, and our experiences change and our vision as to what we want changes. And therefore, we do things differently. You know, I think at 20, in your 20s and 30s, you're resilient. And you can kind of bounce back from certain types of love and heartaches. But when you're 40 and 50 and going forward, you know, you're not trying to do that. We're not playing the same game at 20 and 30. I mean, at 30 and 40 and 50 that we played at 20 and 30. So I think age has a lot to do with it.
Okay. Now, you know, I know we talked about with just relationships. Now, when we created the title, when the title came out, I also was thinking about love within the family, love of a father or with a child or a mother, but especially our mothers and the children. Sometimes we as parents, we sometimes get blinded by the love, and sometimes we have to learn to let go at times because we want, you know, we want to build a bond with our children, and we sometimes we make bad decisions. I mean, I can be the first to say that as well. I made some bad decisions because I looked for the love of my child, you know. And as they got older, things changed. But I'm still expecting it. Look, I'm your dad. Things change. Things happen. You know, sometimes you have to let go, let God.
Well, I think what we have to understand, whether it's a love of family, love of relationship, whatever it is, people grow and people change.
Yes.
And, you know, I think what people don't understand is from the time a child is a year old, a person is a year old, they start to have their own thought processes. Your 2-year-old challenges you And they're only two. They're discovering the world. They are learning things. They're seeing things through their own eyes. And they're formulating their own opinions. And you can't necessarily mold them into what you want them to be. And then you also have to understand that as they experience the world more, their ideas, ideals, and their thought processes changes. Like, how many times for those of us who've had children and who are now adult children, you know, all the things that you thought that they would do because this is what you had planned for them, this is not where they are. Because they made their own choices. And that happens no matter what. No matter what the relationship is.
So true.
Excuse me.
So true.
So, and we and it becomes about respect, because we want what we want from people. And it's almost like it's like, I invested this into you and this is what I should get back. You can't always have the expectation of a return. If you're going to invest, and you have to hope and pray that the return is half as much as you expected, and you're lucky if it is, you know. But also too, we have to let people grow, we have to let people go, we have to let people experience their own ideals, especially when it comes to relationships, when it's a family. When it's our personal relationships, love relationships, it becomes about, did we stop to make sure that we were already on the same page, that we wanted to grow and walk this journey together, and that we had the same ideals, so that we're not sitting, you know, questioning, dang, you know, I'm giving, and I'm not getting back. Well, did you guys kind of figure out if you were on the same page and wanting the same thing, you know? And what are you willing to sacrifice? Because every relationship, no matter it be family or relationship, there's sacrifice. Somebody is giving up something at some point. Somebody's compromising. Somebody's giving in a little bit more. But again, what's it, you know, we talk about all the time, it's about give and take, yin and yang, ebb and flow. It shouldn't constantly be in one direction where I'm the only one working to make sure that this is going to stay afloat. You know, if it's two of us on this ship, you know, and there's a hole in the boat and you're just watching the water fill and I'm rowing and jumping the water, then something's wrong. I'm giving up way too much for this love, and either A, you don't feel the same way, or B, you have no clue what to do. So now I'm feeling for us both, I'm thinking for us both, I'm doing for us both, I'm doing for us all, and it can't be that way all the time. You know,
I want you to hold that. I want to come back. And when we come back, I want you to dive into that aspect, what you was just talking about, because I like how you led it. It was a perfect segue. It's got to go both ways. It can't be one person, like you said, putting in this work, you know, showing the sacrifice of wanting to establish more than just an average relationship. But it has to go both ways.
Right.
It really does. So, you know, that. Without no further ado, let's go to the music break. We're going to the music break, and then we're going to come right back. And I want you to know, and we'll introduce at 7:30 our guest.
Awesome.
So is that
I'm
cool
here for
all
it.
Right?
Well, I'm here for
you know, and you knew to what song we're going to play, so let's go there.
Strong back when you get all that man, release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting. Whoo, might make your head blow off.
Within. I came back to Because whatever that is,
That's what I need that person to do for love. That's what I need that person to do for my love, for me to reciprocate it and give it back to them, but for me to also grow in it. So what do you need as an individual? And then you need to present that to someone and say, look, this is what I need. Can you do this? And most people will say, yeah, I could do that. I could do that. And then somewhere along the line, something in their DNA, something in their makeup, something in their character trait starts to show you that's not who they are. You know, and they can't give it to you, and you're no longer feeling it. And so it's like, I'm starving. I'm dying. You know, and that whole what would you do for love is no longer there, because I'm telling you, for my love, this is what I need. And then some people are okay with getting the bare minimum. So you'll still love them and you'll still foster into them, you know, at your bare minimum. But could you imagine if they gave you what you need and you gave into them at your maximum potential, what that could feel like, what that could be like? And I think people get complacent and content, and they don't realize that, you know, yo, this is just like the Titanic. You know, the Titanic didn't really sink because of the iceberg part that was on the top. It was the part that you couldn't see. It's the same thing with love, and when I give you my love and my heart, that little bit that you get on the surface, that's nothing in comparison to what I have below that I can give you. But you're willing to just skate by and do the bare minimum. So I give you the bare minimum. And then...
Now, let me ask you. I got to ask you. Yeah. You said something. You said something. What about those who is, how you say, they want love so bad in what they... They've gotten to a bad situation, a bad relationship, or they just with somebody they shouldn't be with. But they, in their mind, in their heart, they're equating that as love when it's not. You know, I mean, let me not say it's not. In their world, it's love. But this person is not reciprocating it or giving back or giving them what they need. How do you help those people? Or I mean, I know we're not experts. We just talk from real places. But how can we talk to those who kind of need to love their self because they put everything into someone else and they've got lost? They got lost.
Therapy.
So they think that's love.
Therapy. I kid you not. You know, when we give someone that much power over our very lives, over our very existence, we have been just kind of giving up everything. And I want this so bad. I want to be with him. I want to be with her so bad.
Right.
When things are good, they make me feel amazing. I just want somebody to say they love me. I just want somebody to show me every once in a while they love me. Yeah, but at what expense? You've lost all of you, but you're willing to empty out your bank account to show them that you love them and you want them to love you back. You're willing to sacrifice your body in all kinds of ways.
I'm glad you said that.
To show them that you love them and you want them to love you back. You're willing to sacrifice your dignity and your pride and your respect so that they will love you back. And even though some people may realize that this doesn't work for them, the idea of being alone is so scary.
Say that again. Some people understand
that.
That's serious. That is serious.
What's that line from Claudine? It's a line from the movie Claudine, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't get it right. She's talking to an old girl, and she was like, I'd rather wash dirty drawers than no drawers at all. And basically what she's saying is that I'd rather just have this man with all of his issues, all of his BS, all of his garbage, than to have no man at all. And that goes both ways. I'm not just saying that about women, but I'm saying that about people in general. even with friendships, there are some people who will hold on to friendships that can be toxic and hurtful,
yes.
relationships that can be toxic and hurtful, family ties that
yes.
can be toxic
to
and
there.
Hurtful.
About to go there.
When it's quote unquote the right thing to do, but the right thing for who? Because if it's not right for me, then it's not right at all. And so we get so caught up in the stigma of what it's going to look like if I'm by myself, or what it's going to be like if I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people going to talk about me. Oh, he was a good man. Don't nobody see what happens behind your closed doors. Oh, she
That's
was
right.
a good woman. She could have been a terror from the hell. You know, and then unfortunately what happens in a lot of those situations is when people take advantage of you. You know, you have people who will stay with you until you serve them no more purpose. And they will use you up and use you up in tangible ways, whatever they can get from you, emotional ways to build themselves up, and then walk away from you, and you are left with nothing. And there's a meme that I absolutely love that says, you can't pour from an empty pitcher. So once you're empty, you serve them no purpose. And now what? Not only are you possibly alone, but you are alone and broken and discarded, all because you were pouring and pouring and pouring into someone else who never gave you a drop back. And that's all you were looking for. You weren't looking for them to even fill you up. You just needed a drop or two. And they give you this drop here, this drop there, and you take that as they're investing in you. No, that's probably just the drop that they couldn't drink or slipped out of their mouth. They didn't really give that back to you. And if they did, they gave you just enough for you to keep pouring and pouring and pouring. And at some point, you have to realize that this is a void that you can't fill. There are some people who are trying to fill voids for people that came from somewhere else. So you may be with somebody who just came out of a bad relationship, and you're trying to fill a void that they have from relationships that were prior to you. You can't fix that. Or you have people who have bad relationships with their mothers, their parents, their families, and there were things that they didn't get as children or as adults, and you're trying to fix that. You can't fix anybody. What we have to learn is we are struggling every day to fix ourselves. You can't go fix somebody else. You can't fill somebody else's void. If that was done prior to you coming, yes, you can show them love. You can show them appreciation. But at some point, they have to take the dirt and fill that old hole so that they can move forward with you with all the blessings and wonderful things that you have to offer. If not, you'll find yourself constantly throwing dirt into a hole that never fills because they weren't ready to get over or had the ability to get over what happened to them before.
Wow.
So you have to be very careful with that.
Wow. I'm sorry. I got to give you a round of applause on this one. That was powerful. I felt that you were talking to someone. I felt that, ladies and gentlemen, I just got to be honest with you, Lady J. You reach some people. You reach some people. I know they need to hear it, and I appreciate you saying that. I have some family members that's holding on to love, whereas it's just not made for them. And I'm hoping that they can hear this message or play it in the archives, because what you said was powerful. Oh my God! if you know, listen, guys. Those listening, you got to check out the archive. You got to listen to what Lady Digit said. She did drop some diamonds, some jewels on you. You guys got to check it out. But, listen, without further ado, we have our guests on the line. So let me give a little proper introduction. You know, this man right here, close friend of mine, but also an entrepreneur and a professional. his, you know, he has a business, him and his lovely wife, the Chapel of Love. They're doing some great things in the city of Newark and, of course, New Jersey. So now presenting to all the listeners, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Chapel of Love owners. They want on the show. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hey, 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 hey. What's going on?
What's going on,
welcome,
brother?
Welcome, welcome.
Ain't nothing going
What's
on
going
with love.
On?
Love. It's love zone. It's the love zone. Love time. You need love here. You know what I mean? With all this going on out here with the president and just the economy and just the state that we're in, we need love. That's what it's about.
Yes.
It's about that love.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, my brother.
We feel like it should start in the home, coming from a couple's point of view, especially being married or in a committed relationship. Like, you have to start within, and then it exudes out. So if you don't have within, you don't have
absolutely.
To give. You know, you're saying everybody needs love, but if we don't come together as one, first under God, and where we're able to give something to the people, like when we do ceremonies, we're giving it back, you know, we're constantly giving it back because we have conversations first, and you know, hopefully through that it could be a blessing, because at the end of the day it is all about love.
Good point, my friend.
Absolutely. Now listen,
you know,
I have a text. I need you guys to formally introduce yourselves and also introduce the business and what you do. I just got a text in the chat from somebody, like, introduction.
Okay. Well, this is Chanel Smith. I'm the co-owner of Little Chapel of Love with my husband, Lance, the extraordinaire Smith, my king. We are the proud owners of Little Chapel of Love. What we are is an alternative to the courthouse or a religious institution. If you've ever been to Vegas or heard about Vegas-style weddings, it's a very beautiful, intimate, boutique-style chapel. That only seats 10, so it's for that elopement, vow renewal, or a marriage. We also do a lot of off-site ceremonies where we'll meet you where you stand, whether it's a venue, a restaurant, a golf course. We've actually married a couple of golf courses in the backyard.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of people and you know, South Orange and a lot of places are doing these backyard weddings, and they have beautiful backyards, and you know, so we'll meet you anywhere. But most of all, we make it happen. Right, honey?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, that's the alternative to going to the courthouse. We want to have a place where you can come to where as though that you want to have a nice, intimate setting, but still have the feeling like you're in somewhere fabulous. So we definitely chose this spot in the city of Newark, New Jersey, and Martin Luther King, 569 Martin Luther King Boulevard, in the heart of Newark, directly right across the street from Wiggum Funeral Home, and that's a monumental place on High Street that the back in the day people call High Street, and right up there.
Yes, I know. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, yeah. The old heads call it High Street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, we're right there. We're right there, and we're just trying to. You know what? It's bigger than a business. We've done this, but it's about building communities, because you know, with family, it structures out to having a better outlet and a stronger couple, which families turn around to communities. That's what we need to get back to, because a lot of the communities are broken, not just because of marriage, but marriage is a key factor to bring it all back together. So we are very, very enthused into this business to bring it back in full circle.
Well, excellent, excellent. Now, I recently read that you guys got spotlighted by Essence Magazine online. My understanding, is that correct?
That is correct. That was an unexpected blessing. You know, just every little bit counts, and that was a little big something. You know, Essence has been for many years. We're just so humbled by the acknowledgement as Black business owners, as a married couple. It's just like a mom-pa business, and we're doing it together. Like Lynn said, you know, at the end of the day,
we want to leave something. We want to leave a legacy if possible. And it's beyond a business. It's about, like, if you're our friend or if you're a couple, some couples that we've married, we kind of, like, adopted them into our group. So we'll say, okay, this couple, you know, we talk, like, give a consultation. We get their vibe, feel their vibe, feel them. Or we'll invite them out, you know, if we have a couple outing. And we may have game night. We may have, you know, whatever's coming up. Sometimes it may, you know, we had a bowling night. It might be just with the guys or it might just be with the ladies. We want to see Color Purple. I mean, we try to encourage one. It's like each one teach one, and you strengthen your brother. You strengthen your sister because there's strength in numbers.
Right, right. Now, Lady J, I know you have a question. I need, you know, Lady J, you have a cool question for Mr. Smith. I mean, you know, he kind of pops up.
I'm sitting here and I am going through pictures. Yeah, I'm a Google queen, so I Googled you guys. And
really?
Yes. I Google everything.
Yeah, I do too. I ain't gonna lie, I do too.
Yeah, because I wanted to see. Yeah, I gotta get a picture of what we're talking about, because I know the area really, really well where you guys are talking about. My kids went to Arch High right next door.
Oh, boy.
So, right. So what I'm looking at, you guys, if you know, listeners, if you guys get a chance to go on, just type in what I did, Little Chapel, North New Jersey, and it comes up. You know, Little Chapel of Love, Newark, New Jersey, and it comes up. And I am looking at the pictures, and this is amazing because it's like this little hidden gem. And what people don't understand about our wonderful city is we actually have a lot of little hidden gems. I'm a Newark girl. And so there are a lot of little hidden gems within our community, you know, in spite of everything else that's there. And what you guys have to offer is amazing. This is just really, really beautiful. And I'm just like, y'all keep talking. Don't talk to me. I want to look at the pictures.
Well, you know what? So, I was just about to tell you to go to the website. We do have pictures on there. We have the Instagram that gives an array of pictures, you know, that we took, you know, in the chapel and outside of it. But, yeah, we're looking on it now, so I'm seeing what you see. And, it's so funny because, like, my wife, when we first got together, you know, she said, well, I'm not really the picture type. I said, well, baby, let me tell you the man that you just met. I take pictures waking up and going to sleep. You know what I mean? And she said, why you want to post everything for? I said, one thing that I started off when I was in high school about pictures that I came to understand. When you take that picture, that's the only thing that captures the moment forever. Okay? Like, your mind can remember to a certain point, but you'll forget certain things. But once you hit that picture, that picture, you could look back 20 years from now, you know, 50 years from now.
But it tells a story. The picture tells a story.
It tells
a story.
Yeah.
Right. So this is amazing. So you guys, I am now on the Instagram page because I just followed y'all on Instagram. So you guys, hey, look, I'm a stalker for good things. And you know, you don't even understand how many people I block on a daily basis. So,
really?
But this is something,
that's a whole other show. But,
I know that's right.
So, but this is pretty awesome. And I think what happens is that people have this idea of what a wedding should be versus sometimes the reality of what it has to be. But it seems like you guys kind of stand in the gap. We're going to give you a little bit of what you want it to be and a little bit of what you how you have to have it. Because, you know, everybody doesn't have the my dream wedding money that we watch on TV. You know, and you don't want it something as cold and impersonal. Now, don't get me wrong. Just another piece weddings work for certain people. But I know for those who have that romantic thing about them, they want their wedding to have an essence of beauty and romance. And that's kind of what they want to still be able to wear their wedding dress and their wedding tuxedo.
Right.
but they may not have that venue money. You guys seem to provide a vibe in which people can come and enjoy, take beautiful pictures, and not mortgage themselves up to the gills or spend their kids, you know, savings, or if they're living paycheck to paycheck, they're already in debt for the next 2 weeks because they've already spent their money.
There you
go. So I think that's an awesome service.
Listen, you hit me right on the head, and that's one of the motivations that me and my wife came up with it's so many people that say if you have the money, do it. But it's a lot, I say majority, don't have it, and they go into debt and go outside their means to have that ceremony for one day. So we're saying, listen, come to the chapel to where as though it's an alternative from being in City Hall, and we'll still give you that memory. We'll still give you that glamour that for that one little cost, you could go about your business and go on a vacation or go on your honeymoon or go on your reception. But you won't have to spend these $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for that one day, because at the end of the day, it's really all about the people that matter. And that's 10
exactly.
people. That's why we
exactly.
hold 10 people.
You know
what I mean?
Well, exactly. That's ironic that you only have 10 people, because my running joke is if I ever remarry, five
right.
tops. Five
wow.
people tops. I don't need,
wow.
hey, look, been there, done that. You know, I don't need all of that because, my wedding, in my opinion, is for me. And I think some people get caught up in the whole show of it all to say, oh, well, so-and-so came to my wedding and, you know, her wedding was fabulous and she spent this and they spent that. But then as a newly married couple, we're already trying to figure out how we're going to pay the rent.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
Or how we're going to start saving for the things that we need to save for or pay all these people back that we took loans out for.
Right.
And it's not as if you're offering something cheap or cheesy. It's neither of those things. It's absolutely beautiful. So you guys, listeners, I'm really asking you, go on to Little Chapel of Love. You can go on their Instagram page, like their page, follow them. You know, if you know somebody who is about to get married and you know that they know that you know that their pockets are flat, I'm going to need you to recommend this because this is something that they can truly enjoy without busting the bank. I do have a question. Whenever I decide that I'm going to remarry, never. But how do I need to approach you guys? Do I need to call? Do I need to make an appointment? How does this work? How do people get the ball rolling with wanting to have their services with you?
Okay, well, basically they can just give us a call. They call. We're also on Wedding Wire, so they can contact us through Wedding Wire if they have a Wedding Wire account, or they can just call 862-206-6233. We'll be happy to walk them through from soup to nuts. I'm also a local register. So I'm on the other side. I'm the person that, you know, each municipality has a local register. So basically we handle marriages, births, deaths. So they go to apply for their marriage license, they would run into a person like me. So,
okay.
When they apply, they go through the application process, and later they're handed their license. I also take care of that, but for municipalities. And then they could come on down to the Little Chapel of Love, and I may take care of their actual ceremony. So it's just that easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also walk them through. In other words, since I do handle it on the other side, I can walk them through if they have any questions before they get to their local register. Kind of line it up for them to let them know what to expect.
Okay, that's great. I think people need to know that much because, you know, say, you know, I decide to club him over the head and, you know, we're going to come drag him there and we're going to get married. How much notice do I need to give you?
Oh, man, you know what? That's another thing, too. We're right on the dime. You can call. You can get that ceremony the same day if possible. You know, it's a lot. Like going to City Hall or different municipalities, it's a long wait. You know, it might be months in advance with hours. Hours is appointment by appointment only.
Please don't pop up.
Yeah, but so just no pop-ups. But at the same time, it might be that day, you know, or tomorrow that might be available, and we can do it ASAP.
And the packages start as low as $150, so it just depends.
That
like
was
you
my
said,
next question. Okay, and you can sit and go with them over the services. Okay.
Yeah, there's no cookie cutter wedding nowadays. Like I said, we do our ceremonies at the chapel, but we also do a lot of off-site ceremonies where we'll go to a venue. And I still feel like our prices just to go out starts at, I'll say, $250 just to go out. And that all depends. You know, it's dates involved, like Sundays and holidays, or maybe an additional $50 to $100. The time, if it's after hours, normally our hours are 9 to 4 on Saturday, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. So if it's after hours or a certain time, it all just plays a role. But basically, to put out there, the basic package starts at $150. So say for $150, you can come on down to the chapel with two witnesses and get your ceremony taken care of.
Excellent. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the lovely, lovely couple, the one and only Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know, we're going to have more information posted on our website. So before we let you go, we need you guys to just give your input on the topic. What would you do for love? I'm going to start with Mrs. Smith first, and we're going to swing it around, of course, to you, Mr. Smith. What would you do for love?
What you won't do.
There you go.
For love. We'll try anything. But you don't give up. Hey, listen, we could talk all night about that. It's really about, like, me and wifey was talking about what you won't do for love. I mean, you know, what you will do. You could talk a lot about what you will do, but it's about what you won't do. You know what I mean? What you won't do, you know. So right off the top, it starts from A to Z. I mean, it starts with the mind and your creativity, like, and knowing your spouse. You know, and learning your spouse, rather, and then knowing your spouse. Like with my wife, when you're in love, you start to, it's like a spidey senses, or like a cat, you know, with senses. You start seeing and watching their every move, and when they spray the cologne, I mean the perfume in the morning, you smelling that scent. You know what perfumes they wear. You know what they eat. You're going out to eat, or you see them in the house. You know what lotion they use, what soap they use. Those little things right there might seem small, but those are the little things that you'll do for love. They start there. But bigger than that, I mean, love can go to the level of taking care of your family, taking care of your children. You know, that's even before even loving her. It's about loving the kids, you know, loving to be together, loving spending time, you know, they call it watching Netflix and all. Or what you call it, watching a movie with Noah just said, a chick flick, you know. It's a lot of guys that won't watch a chick flick. That's some love right there, because I got to sit through this chick flick. You know, really, I got to sit through this movie
Lifetime.
I don't really want to see. That's love right there, you know. So it's so many things that you would do for love when you love somebody. And how I always was taught with love, you can say you love somebody, but to be in love with somebody is two different things. It's like night and day. You know what I mean? And when you're in love, you will do anything. You know, it's people that have been in love to the point. I had a friend of mine, not to get personal, but he gave one of his kidneys to his wife. That's love to the next level. That's what you would do for love if you really love somebody. You know what I mean? So it's like so many levels of it, but it never stops. It's no days off is what I say. It never stops. It never ends.
I like that.
You know,
no days off. I like that.
No days off. With marriage, it's no days off because, you know, every day, every minute, every hour, it's a different challenge. You never know what it can come around, you know, or what can transpire. And your love level, you know, like what they say, what's that, your love language, your five love languages, it will pop right out at any given time.
Sounds familiar.
And that deal going down. Your love will be tested. You know what I mean? Interject, baby, interject.
Okay, just to comment on that right there, because Lance says something very important about the five love languages. And if you haven't gotten a book, it's a really good book to get for couples. But that's important. Number one is communication. So I would say when what you won't do for love or what you will do for love, I will I will, like you said, I will watch your every move. Like, he'll tell me something. I'm like, listen, don't tell me you did not say, you said such, such, and such at this time on this date in like a minute and 24 seconds. I know what you said because I listen to him. I pay attention. I can recall things. I, you know, you're in tune with your partner. When you're in love, you know their likes and dislikes because you care, because you want to know. And more importantly, like you said, is I would give him both my kidneys and go on dialysis. I mean, is that serious, you know? But I just feel like what you will do for love, it's a lot more about, it's about doing it too. It's about action, speak louder than words. Now, with the love language, I love to hear, I love you, baby. I love hugs and kisses and cuddles and, like, you know, come just give me a squeeze, you know? And sometimes I felt with my husband, like, that wasn't automatic for him. He's like, great. I think he's reading it's my love language. Now he knows I need that more. So, but his actions, I had to realize that his love language is in a form of an action. Like, he'll go out and buy me some the makeup cotton circles, you know, to little things. Like, he bought me a new makeup bag the other day. I mean, he does all kinds of stuff. Things that I'm like, you know, I meant to get that. Thanks, babe. All right, this is really, really small, hot tamales. Sometimes during the time of the month, I love my hot tamales. There's something about them. I got to have them. And we couldn't find them. Well, he scoured the earth, and he found these hot tamales, and it just made my whole everything. So,
I want to say definitely thanks for the sake of time. We're gonna need to bring you guys back on another show, Brother Lance. We're gonna have to talk after the show, brother. We're gonna need to talk. Definitely need to talk. So, without no further ado, I'm gonna put you guys on hold. You guys listen to the remaining of the show, and we'll talk behind the scenes definitely, because we got to do what we do always when we start to close things out here at the show. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, here we have the Little Chapel of Love, the owners, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, great couple. We'll post the information on the website. Like them on Facebook, they're on Instagram, Google them. You will see all the information pop up as well. So once again, we want to say thank you guys.
Bye.
We love you guys.
Thank you,
and you guys
thank
are
you,
inspiration.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Thank
you.
All right, we're back. Once again, what do you think? What do you think, Lady Jen? What do you think about the lovely couple?
Awesome. I think what they're doing is a fantastic thing, especially in a place like you would have never thought, and I don't know if, you know, you had a chance to look at the photos, you would never think that something like that, you know, is in a brownstone in the heart, literally, in the heart of North. So I think it's an awesome opportunity to give people something that they may or may not have been able to afford, you know, on the type of budget that they have. So I think it's a great service. Kudos to them, definitely.
No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I know we talk about a lot of different things here on the Relation Show, you know, but it is a time of love. He brought up a good point, Brother Lance. He brought up about we need love in our lives, especially in the world we're living in, because it's so easy to be angry when you have. It's so easy to be angry at the little stuff. I mean, take the time to love; it'll calm you down. It'll make you look at life a little bit more different perspective, you know. But you know, that's just my say. Maybe it's because getting around Thanksgiving, I'm feeling some kind of way. I need that sweet potato pie.
Oh wow!
I need that. I need that.
Okay. So she's not
that
kind of
Bell
pie.
Yeah, that parallel Bell pie horrible.
Some people like it. Don't knock it. It's just not for you.
Anyway. Well, without no further ado, we come into that time. You know, for those who listen to the show, I encourage you to listen to the archives. Lady J came very strong, and she talked to some people that needed to hear that message. And those who's inspired by love and want to do different things in their relationship or take to the next level, we have Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Little Chapel of Love. They was on. Listen to what these services. We're providing some gems for you guys. You know, and if you're in the Jersey or in the tri-state area, you want to check out some of these gems. We're going to, matter of fact, what we're going to do going forward before the year is out, we're going to put some gems that's in Jersey. If you're in the Jersey area, check it out. Or you come to Jersey or New York area, we're going to put some gem spots out. We're going to post it on our social media, like our page on Facebook and, you know, like Shadow Worlds on Instagram. And we'll put some of those gems out for you. So, Lady J, do you have closing remarks?
Just, you know, self-evaluation on what you're willing to do for love and what you're not willing to do for love. And you need to be open and honest with yourself before you can be open and honest with anyone else about, you know, what you're capable of doing for love. And just always remember that love is a two-way street. And if you feel like you're the only one walking down this street and there's no one walking up to meet you, then maybe you need to get on a different street.
True that. I like that. I like that. You know, you said something earlier. I'm going to kind of borrow it. So I'm going to jack you my closing marks off of something you said. You know, if he or she's just giving you a drop, just a drop, but not pouring into you what you need, then that's not what love is about. Because a drop is not going to satisfy you. But if that person, he or she's pouring into you their affections, their emotions, their actions, you know, that's important. Pay attention to what they're showing you. They give you a little bit, and they figure, oh, you're good. No, that's not good. They got to show more. And as my brother Lance said, you know, there's no days off in this. If you really care about somebody, you even want to get to know them, even if you're not even in love, but you're trying to get to know them, it's going to take actions. It's going to take you showing them something. And once they show you something, then be receptive to it. Because you know what? Let's do next week. Was it attention to detail? What was that show we did before?
Pay attention to detail.
Can we do it again?
Pay attention to detail.
Can we do it?
We do it every week. What are you talking about? We do it every week. And to sit and devote an hour to it is fine. You know, you got to pay attention. You got to open your eyes. You got to open your ears, and not just what you want to see, but what it really is. So I think that's definitely somewhere to go. Yeah, I could do that show every week.
Well, consider it done. Same time, you know what we do at the end of the night. You know, I have a shameless little guilty pleasure. I watch Empire. I know it is what it is. So we're gonna leave, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna leave y'all with a tidbit from Miss Cookie. You know, and once again, you know, guys, stay blessed. Whatever you do in life, stay blessed and favored. You know, because you loved. You love yourself first before you love anybody else. So I want to say good night, and we're going to take you out with this.
And God, please do not withhold your blessings, even from hoes that hire skanks to spy on me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
The name Cookie asked about me.